We're going to find out right now about a new event from a group called Women in Power, and joining us to talk about it is Ingrid McNichol. Ingrid, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Barry. Thank you for having me.
You bet. First of all, let's find out about Women in Power. What is Women in Power Napa Valley?
Well, Women in Power Napa Valley is a chapter of a much larger organization called the 92Y in New York City called Women in Power. And our local chapter was started by myself. I'm one of the co-founders and two other moms in the area, Sherry Nichols and Julie Savoia. We all have sixth grade girls, and we started this to bring women together from all backgrounds, ages, and industries to inspire and raise awareness and elevate women and to influence young girls to push forward towards a more gender-balanced future.
How long ago did the chapter form here locally?
We started the chapter in very early in 2018, so a little over a year ago.
Mm-hmm. Was there any specific motivating event? Was it the sort of the status of affairs nationally speaking, the Me Too movement and politics of the time that got it going?
I think we were very influenced by that. I think there is a lot of frustration and anger amongst women in the community, and this was our way of trying to channel that energy into something positive. Yes.
Mm-hmm. So tell us about the event that's coming up. It's just in a few days now, right?
Yes, it's coming up on March 10th. We are doing our second annual International Women's Day celebration. International Women's Day is a global day celebrating the social, economic, and cultural achievements of women, and which is March 8th. And we are holding our event to celebrate on March 10th at the CIA Copia. Here in Napa, and the event will take place from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. We're starting out with a film screening, which is really exciting, a film screening of Jennifer Siebel Newsom's Misrepresentation, followed by a Q&A and a lot of other speakers. I can go into detail.
Please do.
Okay. So we start with the film screening, which will be at 10 a.m., and then afterwards we will have a very inspiring Q&A with actress Tara Buck, Dr. Caroline Heldman, and the Napa Valley Unified School District Superintendent, Dr. Rosanna Muchetti, will be there, as well as Rachel Hundley from Sonoma. And we will have teen activist, who was featured yesterday on the radio, Larkin Dwyer.
Mm-hmm. When you talk to Rachel Hundley, tell her I'd like to have her on the radio show. I've reached out to her a couple of times.
Well, can't, that would be fabulous. I will reach out to her this week.
I can't get her booked. Help me out. How do you feel? It's interesting for me to ponder. We'll come back to the event here in a second. Yes. Talk more about it. But it's interesting for me to ponder how different it is for mothers, women of your age, the perception of the world versus your daughters, who are 10 to 12 to 13 in the 5th, 6th grade range, right?
That's right.
You want to believe, when you get to my age, you want to believe that things are different now and that young girls coming up don't have the same restrictions on them, or feeling people saying, well, that's pretty good for a girl, or, you know what I mean, those sort of built-in things that I grew up with and you may have grown up with too. Do you think it is different? Do your daughters have a better start at it?
I think they do. I think that in some ways many things have not changed as much as we might have hoped. However, what is different is the level of awareness in our daughters. I think that they are very quick to come forward and speak up when things don't sound right, when someone says something like girls can't do that, or, you know, restrict things that they wear or say that they shouldn't wear or look in a certain way. They're much more apt to speak up, and I think that's the biggest change, and that's what we want to support and really guide them through that process.
Mm-hmm. Very good. So this is not the first event that you guys have put together, right? You've been active this full year.
We have been active this full year. Last year was our inaugural event. and just really getting started. We had about 70 people come to our event last International Women's Day, which is amazing. And then our goal is to have quarterly events through the year that are inspiring and that are on topics that women want to talk about. We paired with one of our sponsors for our event is our platinum sponsor is Bank of America Merrill Lynch. We did do an event with them about the financial empowerment of women, just women taking control of their finances and making decisions that are good for women, but also investing in female forward companies and the advantages of that. So we did an event with them, and we also did a Young Women Empower event, which Lucky Penny collaborated with us on, of letting us use their facility. And we spoke about girls. We had older girls, so teenage high school girls, lend their expertise to young middle school girls about how to deal with bullying, how to speak up for yourself, and how to have very empowering words to counter out people who might be coming at you with negativity. So that's really important to us at Women Empower. We feel like women need to be advocates for other women. They need to stand up for other women. They need to speak up when they see something happening to another female that might not be appropriate, and really we need to have that language and those words in our back pocket so we can stand up for ourselves.
Absolutely. What are the topic areas, the actual issues that people in your group would like to see addressed and that there would be change or forward movement on?
Well, you know, going back to our event, I'll continue with that. That was the film screen in the morning. But the issues that we think are really important and that we're tackling at this event is the afternoon session will feature Julie Castro Abrams of How Women Lead. So we are really interested. She's very interested and has a lot of knowledge about women in the boardroom and the recent law that the governor put into effect just before leaving office. And so we're very interested in hearing about how that came about. We want to see more women in boardrooms. We want to see women in decision-making level positions, not just working in a certain field, but we want to see them rise to positions of power in that field and make a lasting difference. So that's a topic that we're interested in. Also, our other keynote speaker will be Dr. Caroline Heldman from the Representation Project. She is a professor of gender studies. She's often a frequent commentator on the news, and her topic is women in the presidential election and how women are treated different in the media than the male candidates. And so that's a really important conversation. That's one of the reasons why Rachel Hundley will be there as well, is to discuss, her treatment in the media and her experiences with different standards that people have for women and men about acceptability and social acceptability. So we're going to talk a lot about what different challenges women face in the media, and how we counteract that as a culture and how we stand up and say we aren't going to listen to that. So, yeah. So those are two of our very large topics that we want to tackle. We also are going to have an afternoon panel discussion, just talking about women uplifting other women. Pina Carino from Merrill Lynch Napa. She is going to be the moderator, and we're going to be talking to local women, Miriam Ahmed from Women for Wine Sense. So talking about different women's groups and how we can propel each other upward. Mm-hmm. So we have Miriam, we have Amy Perkins and Joelle Speed and Sue Mazzetti of Financial Women of San Francisco. So that panel will be all about women and how we give, how we invest, and how we can help push each other forward to positions of power.
Sounds like a packed lineup. You've got a lot going on there. It's an all-day event.
It is an all-day event. It will start at 10 a.m. and it will finish around 6. The end. Our exclusive wine and music sponsor is Jam Cellars. Mm-hmm. So throughout the day, we will be enjoying their easy-to-drink wines. We have Butter Chardonnay, California Candy Dry. We have Jam Cabernet Sauvignon and Toast Sparkling. So you'll be treated to little treats of that. And Cindy Paulson has created Inspired Bites and that we'll be tasting through the day. And we'll end with a very exciting musical guest, Debbie Nova and Chris Pierce. Both are coming up from the Los Angeles area, and do check out their, if you check out our Eventbrite, you can have links to all of that. They're pretty amazing musicians who have agreed to come and join in our festivities.
Mm-hmm. So someone who's just heard all this and is saying, that's something I want to attend, where do you send them to?
Well, you can go onto our website, which is womenempowernapavalley.org, and there will be a link to Eventbrite, or you can just go on Eventbrite and buy tickets. We're having student tickets for $20, so we want to get teens out there. We want to get young women out there. We're making that available for them through our sponsors. We're able to do that, and we have and regular price tickets will be our $60. That is our early bird special that is going to be running through the weekend, and then will increase a bit. But even if you can't make it, please go on there, and you can click a button saying that you will sponsor another woman to go, and we appreciate that donation as well. Our fiscal sponsor is Cope Family Center, and it's very clear on our website how you can make a donation if you're unable to attend, or if you'd like to support our events in the future.
Mm-hmm. What do you have planned in the future?
Well, again, we are compiling lists. Our goal is really mentorship and compiling a group of women here in the Valley who are established in their professions, and maybe they'd like to mentor women who are kind of coming up in those fields and see them as, can have a mentorship opportunity in maybe a field they're interested in. So we're going to be pairing women who are advanced in their careers to maybe women who are wanting that advice, and holding events that are designed to give you the tools to move up in your industry, whether that be negotiating skills or whether that be for young women, skills about how to express yourself in public speaking. So we have a lot of ideas for events, and we are having women approach us actually about being involved, and we just welcome that. That's what it's all about, is women kind of joining together and creating events that we think are necessary in our community.
It's interesting to watch. I was just thinking as you were describing that, how much change we've seen right here in Napa in leadership positions. We have far and away more women in the top positions in private and public sector, politically. It's really changed in 20 years, right? And that seems like a long time to young people. It doesn't to us older people, but
yeah, it's an exciting time right now. I think we all feel, as a woman, I feel very empowered by where we are right now, and I think there's been some palpable changes in the last 2 years, and it's exciting, and it's just a wave that I think we all want to continue riding. Mm-hmm. And I think in order to do that, we have to kind of put our money where our mouth is and really, really devote some time and efforts towards continuing to propagate women. And I think that amazing things will come of it. The discussions that you hear going on in the community are different than, mm-hmm. than they are if women are not in positions of power. So mm-hmm. we just want to have that balance for better. That's our theme of our event, is balance for better. And we think men and women making decisions together as equals and in some sort of 50-50
exactly.
Representation really makes the world a better and a safer place, and we believe that.
You know, I could not agree with that more, and I think anybody who, if you challenge that in your mind in any way, just stop for a second and say, do I think the way things are today are as good as they can get? Do you think everything is working in our society the way it ought to be? If you think so, if you think everything's great, then let's keep doing what we've been doing. If you think some things are broken and need to be fixed, maybe we ought to try something different. And maybe equal sharing of the leadership and responsibility between men and women would be a place to start, right? Seems kind of logical.
I think it is. I think it's time. And I think only good things can come from that.
Yeah.
And we think that young women need to just expect it, and we need to push forward, but just expect that they should have a 50-50
exactly.
seat at the table. That's the future we want to have for our daughters.
Outstanding. Ingrid McNichol, representing Women in Power Napa Valley, and again, that event is on the 10th of March. It is Women's History Month, isn't it? Doesn't that start
that
today?
That is correct, there and it's go. International Women's Day Celebration Weekend, so there are a lot of activities throughout the Napa Valley. Check it out.
Perfect. Thanks for coming in today.
Thank you for having me, Barry.
And a brief break, and we'll continue in about 30 seconds.
Right now, rejuvenating your bathroom is a pleasure at the Home Depot. Starting with the powerful Waterpik Torrent Showerhead at a new lower price of just $19.98. with 9 spray settings, including a power pulse massage with up to twice the massage force of other spray heads. So treat your bath well, and it'll return the favor. Save on the Waterpik Torrent Showerhead, now during the Winter Kitchen and Bath event, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through March 24th, while supplies last.
And back with you at 7:26 now. Well, we're talking about people doing things to make life better. Just happened to come across a flyer the other day. There's a new 100 group forming. You might be familiar with 100 Women Who Care About Napa Valley. That was the group that started the 100 thing locally. And then after that came 100 Men Who Give a Damn About Napa County, right? And now there's a group called 100 Kids Who Care that's going to be forming. And they're having a kickoff party. It's happening on Thursday, the 4th of April. 100 Kids Who Care. This sounds like a terrific idea. It's for kids 5 to 17 with parents and or guardians part of that process, at least for the kickoff party here. It's taking place at the Boys and Girls Club in Napa on the 4th of April. And if you can find out more, if you go to their website, 100kidsnapavalley.org. 100kidsnapavalley.org. Coming up on the show, we've got the Farmers Market News. Kara May is going to drop in and tell us about what might be another kind of wet Farmers Market tomorrow. We'll get some info on that for you. And on the way in the 8 o'clock hour, it's our book talk show. Paul Levitt filling in for Elena this week from Napa Book Mine, and we'll hear about some good reading. So hope you will stick around. All that coming up in a bit. Time for a break now. More to come on Wine Country Live. Stay tuned.
Great international soccer is back in the valley when Mexican powerhouse Chivas de Guadalajara visits Napa. Don't miss this event when our local Napa Valley 1839 FC takes on the reserves of Mexico's Chivas on Sunday, March 24th at Justin Siena High School. Tickets are just $25 and kickoff is at 4 p.m. with gates opening at 2 p.m. International soccer action happens again Sunday, March 24th at Justin Siena High School. The Napa Valley 1839 Football Club versus the Chivas Reserves. Visit the Coliseum, Ranch Market Napa or Ranch Market Yountville, or on NapaValley1839FC.com to get your tickets. Again, tickets are just $25 and kickoff is at 4 p.m. with gates opening at 2 p.m. Visit the Coliseum, Ranch Market Napa or Ranch Market Yountville, or on NapaValley1839FC.com to get your tickets.
Local play-by-play sports broadcast on KVON and KVON.com. Hi, this is Sports Director Ira C. Smith. Catch the local football and basketball action of Napa High, Vintage, and Justin Siena on your spot for sports, KVON 1440 Napa.
And at 7:29, speaking of sports, let's check in right now for some of the sporting news with Ira C. Smith.
It's Sharks hockey tonight, Warriors basketball tomorrow night. This is a sports report with Ira C. Smith. The San Jose Sharks are hosting Colorado tonight. 7:30 is their time for the broadcast on KVON. Then on Sunday, the Sharks will be home to the Chicago Blackhawks. Again, 7 o'clock on KVON. Tomorrow night, it'll be the Golden State Warriors at Philadelphia to close out a 4-game road trip. 5:30 airtime for the broadcast tomorrow night on KVON. And speaking of basketball, the prolific prep basketball team will have a benefit game coming up this Sunday at Napa Valley College. They'll be going against Golden State Prep. That's a postgraduate team. They start the contest at 3 o'clock, and this is to present awareness to the dangers of gun violence. Admission is free. There will be several state and local officials present, and Sheriff John Robertson is one that's helping to organize the event. We will broadcast that event as well, beginning at 2:45 on Sunday afternoon. Related to baseball, outfielder Bryce Harper yesterday agreed to a 13-year, $330 million contract with the Philadelphia Phillies. That ends his 7 years with the Washington Nationals, and it held off late efforts by the San Francisco Giants to sign Bryce Harper. If the weather and field conditions permit locally, it's American Canyon baseball team to host Rodriguez and Justin Sin at San Rafael, and in softball, Justin Sin at Middletown. And coming up on Saturday, it will be the Ron Downs Tennis Memorial Event at Napa Valley College. It starts at 8:30 with a catered breakfast, and then they'll have some memorial moments following that. And, of course, this weekend is the 41st annual Kaiser Permanente Napa Valley Marathon and Half Marathon.
At Redwood Credit Union, we help people accomplish their goals with tips to help them save more money, like the 30-day rule. If you want to buy something, but you're on the fence, give yourself 30 days to think about it. If you're still into it, you've earned it. If you're not, it's money saved. It's a great way to cut down on spending and up your savings. And one of the many ways we can help you do more of what you love. Switch to Redwood Credit Union and start saving today. Redwood Credit Union, for all that you love. Federally insured by NCUA.
7:32 now at KVON. Let's take a look at a few events that are coming up. Things that are going on, maybe this weekend and beyond, at the Napa Valley Museum, Walt Disney's Trains. That exhibit continues, and looks like this evening you can also catch an evening of Disney jazz with the Mike Greensill Duo at the Napa Valley Museum. That's scheduled for 5 o'clock. Elsewhere, looking around for things to do, Napa Valley Unified School District Auditorium is the place for A Tale of Two Cities, the Napa High School production. That's a musical version of the Dickens classic. The play Mauritius continues. Upstage Napa Valley is presenting that at Grace Episcopal Church in St. Helena, and they have a 7:30 curtain time for that tonight. And looking ahead to rest of the weekend, let me see what we have on the Saturday schedule. This one caught my eye. You'll be surprised to know that it did. At 2 o'clock tomorrow, Cocktail 101 Mixology at Domaine Chandon in Yountville. There's Roller Derby in Sonoma County tomorrow evening. That's scheduled for 4 o'clock. That's at the Sonoma County Fairgrounds. Roller Derby. For real. Not a TV show, not a movie. It's actually happening. The folks at Jarvis Conservatory have their Grand Night for Singers scheduled for tomorrow night. And let's see. Oh, yeah. Well, it's marathon weekend, so a lot of folks are in town for that, and there will be all the events that you heard about from Ira for the coming weekend. One other that I'll toss into that mix over at our own Lucky Penny Productions. We're into our final three performances of the very popular Forever Plaid. We do still have some seats for tonight and tomorrow night. Our closing Sunday matinee sold out and has been for a while, but a few seats left for tonight, a few for tomorrow night. Both are 8 o'clock performances, and you can find out about Forever Plaid and get tickets at luckypennynapa.com. So that's a little bit of a event calendar stuff for you, and we'll have more with Julie Morales if things go as planned for about 8:25, round in there in that time frame. Stay tuned. More to come on Wine Country Live. A check on traffic, markets, and the weather is next.
Napa Valley Wine Train offers you a set table with an ever-changing landscaping of our lush Napa Valley. Embark on a fine dining experience in expertly refurbished Pullman cars with 50% off.